Aircheckdownloads.com. On your radio, on Global Player, and
Play LBC News.
Where the news never stops. This is LBC News.
Midday, we're expecting a major update from the Bank of England on interest rates any minute now.
If the base rate of interest does go up today, it could mean more mortgage misery for millions. Awaiting the decision outside the Bank of England, I'm Jay Akbar for LBC News.
The Work and Pension Secretary suggested the over 50s should think about a wider range of career opportunities like delivering takeaways. Mel Stride says they should apply for jobs traditionally seen as being for younger people. Also this lunchtime, environmental campaigners have got onto the roof of Rishi Sunak's house. Our reporter Ed Brown is there.
I'm at the Prime Minister's house in Richmond, where there's four climate protesters still on the roof. And there's no sign of them coming down anytime soon. For LBC News, I'm Ed Brown from Richmond.
And confirmation, the Bank of England has raised interest rates to 5.25% from its current 5%. We do know that we're going to get the latest reaction from the city in the next few moments. It has not been that high since April 2008.
LBC News. Weather.
Mostly dry and bright with sunny spells in London. The odd shower developing this afternoon, a high of 22 Celsius. I'm Holly Harris. I'll have a full forecast in the next 15 minutes.
LBC News. Travel.
One lane is closed on the M4 eastbound at Junction 3 at the A312. It's because of an accident. Very busy in Greenwich with the Woolwich Road being closed. Westbound from the Woolwich Road flyover to Denham Street. It's all down to a gas leak. So many buses go that way, so definitely do expect delays. Now, the Putney Bridge is very busy in both directions because of the closure of Wandsworth Bridge. And on the North Circular Road westbound, one lane stays closed between the Staples Corner and the Neasden Interchange for those emergency works. I'm Joanne Webb. Your next updates in 20 minutes here on LBC News.
This is LBC News. Aircheckdownloads.com.